Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The battle over who's running the International Brotherhood of Boilermakers heads to federal court next week as the union's president takes on the top officers who ousted him. The Kansas City-based union filed a civil suit against three of its executives requesting a temporary restraining order to prohibit the removal of International President Newton Jones after they issued a finding that Jones misused union funds for personal gain. And sad news from Meade County as a teenage boy lost his life in a tragic accident.
15-year-old Michael Lowry was riding his Kawasaki motorcycle when he was hit by a Dodge Ram pickup driven by Dylan Dusing Monday afternoon. The collision took place on K Road, and sadly, Michael didn't survive. It's important to note that he wasn't wearing a helmet. Dylan escaped unharmed, although he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. It's another reminder of the importance of safety precautions while on the road. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, you'll find gas-powered tools that dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $30 on the FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forest...
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. School districts across Kansas are embracing a movement known as the Science of Reading, and now state lawmakers want to speed it up, as research shows that most children need systematic, sounded-out instruction, commonly called phonics, rather than older approaches that focus on context clues from pictures and stories. And as part of a school funding bill, state lawmakers demanded a list of districts that still use reading approaches that have been debunked by cognitive science. 2 years ago, the Kansas Department of Education earmarked $15 million in federal COVID relief funds to train teachers in the science of reading. And this year, the Kansas legislature passed a law requiring schools to provide extra help to children with dyslexia. The State Board of Education set standards for what students should learn, but more than 200 separate districts decide how. And depending on when materials are adopted, they can be used for a decade or more, and they're expensive to replace. Changing course with reading instruction takes years, and students can fall behind in the meantime. Reading scores for Kansas third graders have been slipping for years. Last year, more than 33% scored below grade level. And in low-income urban districts such as Wichita and Kansas City, more than half of third graders scored below the grade level. Something that worries lawmakers and educators is that research shows students who don't read proficiently by the end of the third grade are four times more likely to drop out of school or not finish high school on time. The Kansas Department of Commerce, in partnership with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, need input regarding how Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, funding is distributed. CDBG funds, which are received each year from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, are used to address community needs in cities and counties across Kansas. Over the years, CDBG projects have included assistance for business startups and expansions, downtown commercial rehabilitation, housing rehabilitation, and water and sewer line extensions. The Department of Commerce wants to ensure CDBG investments advance the goals established in the Kansas Framework for Growth, the state's Economic Development Strategic Plan, and are utilized more strategically to help communities across the state. To make these changes, the Department of Commerce and its partners are seeking input from residents, local elected officials, and others via an online survey. and the survey, which will take about 10 minutes to complete, will pose questions such as what amenities are most important to you in your city or county? What is the current quality of these amenities? How does your city or county identify what improvements are needed? And has your city or county benefited from CDBG funding in the past? Responses collected are important in guiding the best way to invest in the future of Kansas, and individuals are asked to respond by tomorrow, Thursday, June 15th. To complete the survey, you can visit surveymonkey.com/r/Kansas-CDBG. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced a change to the Project Access COVID Tests, or Project ACT program, allowing all Kansas households to request free at-home COVID-19 tests through tomorrow, Thursday, June 15th, and residents are encouraged to order additional free tests while the supplies last. All Kansas households can order free COVID-19 tests through accesscovidtests.org. Each household can place an order for 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, and Amazon will deliver the test kits directly to your house. And Kansans who need more support to order tests may call 866-534-3463. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has already distributed 308,615 tests to Kansas families through Project ACT. Individuals should check their test's expiration date before using it, though if the date has passed, the test may still be appropriate to use, and you can check for an FDA extension at fda.gov. The Project ACT program is made possible through a partnership between the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Rockefeller Foundation's public charity, RF Catalytic Capital. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Nearly 4,000 Kansas State University students have earned semester honors for their academic performance in the spring 2023 semester. Students earning a grade point average for the semester of 3.75 or above on at least 12 graded credit hours receive semester honors along with commendations from their deans, and the honors are also recorded on their permanent academic records. Area students who earned semester honors for the spring 2023 semester from Kansas State University locally include: in Decatur County, from Jennings, Anna Carter and Luke Wallmeyer; from Norcatur, Drew Kaysen; and from Oberlin, Aaron May, Isabel Graffel, Reese Graffel, Logan Hayward, and Parker O'Toole; in Graham County, from Hill City, Michael Blanks and Brody McDowell; in Phillips County, from Glade, Kagan Keaton; from Logan, Matthew Kirkendall; and from Phillipsburg, Ashlyn Kennedy, Ethan Leidig, and Haley Teen; and from Norton County, from Almina, Brendan Sammons and Bailey Sides; from Lenora, Sarah David; and from Norton, Marissa Christensen. Unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, June 12th, includes that Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Mindy Harding informed the commission that the staff is out doing the annual property inspections at this time, and due to limited staffing, there will be times the office will not have anyone present. She said they will leave a note and a pad for people to sign with a phone number for a return contact. Tax abatement 2023-24 was presented to the commission for signature and approval, and the statement was issued for a trailer that was sold, however the owner failed to report it. The abatement was approved in the amount of $18.46. Resolution 2002-05 was reviewed by the commission, and this resolution regulates and sets the speed limit on several rural roads. The resolution sets the speed limit on roads E3, E4, E9, E10, W2, W3, D, H, I, S, and W at 45 miles per hour. Commissioner Matchett then made a motion to amend the resolution to add Road E2 to Road D and Road E7 from Highway 36 to Highway 383. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road and Bridge Department joined the meeting, and the commission then informed Rob of the speed limit change and addition of road E2 and E7, and Rob said that he will order signs and get them in place. Rob reported that the bridge on E2 was hit sometime last week, causing major damage, and the crews will look into repairs. And the bridge on E14 was also discussed, as a request has been made to remove the banister in order to access field property with machinery. Rob will take a look at that bridge and make contact with the landowner. Rob also stated that crews continue to blade roads from the recent rains. Mid-month vouchers were presented to the commission for approval, and the vouchers were signed and approved in the amount of $16,662.57. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the May 31st, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett. And Commissioner Matchett made a motion to approve the June 6, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motions passed. Sheriff Thompson joined the meeting to give the commission an update on department operations, and the commission informed Troy of the speed limit changes on the rural roads mentioned previously. A budget discussion was held, with proposed budgets due by the end of the month, and Troy also spoke briefly about the Adopt a Cop program that's being discussed. A discussion was held by the commission on the farmer's market, as there has been recent inquiry about the location and rules for the market. The commission called the Chamber of Commerce for clarification on their participation, and the chamber stated they were no longer assisting with the market, and the city park has been approved for this year's farmer's market. The meeting was then adjourned until June 19th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit. Together we grow.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. A telecom in southeastern Kansas is among the projects receiving a total of $714 million in grants and loans through USDA's ReConnect program. The Crocan Telephone Cooperative will seek to build a network benefiting 4,200 people, 150 businesses, 820 farms, and three educational facilities in Bourbon, Cherokee, Crawford, Labette, and Neosho counties. The announcement on Tuesday was made by USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, as well as White House Infrastructure Coordinator Mitch Landrieu. He says broadband in rural America is a key part of the national infrastructure.
Through the bipartisan infrastructure law, we're making unprecedented investments in our roads and our bridges, our airports, our ports, and perhaps most notably, and one of the most important investments, is we're making a $65 billion investment in America's high-speed internet infrastructure. Access to the internet is no longer a luxury. It's obviously a necessity to fully participate in today's society. You see, access to knowledge is the great equalizer, and the president wants to make sure that everyone has access to opportunity. And of course, with these investments, they want to level the playing field.
Landrieu says farmers will also benefit directly from better broadband access.
In agricultural communities, high-speed internet can transform farming practices, enabling farmers to use more sustainable, data-driven approaches to precision agriculture. Farmers need fast, reliable service that allows them to send data up as fast as they receive it, and those are the kind of networks we're rebuilding through the ReConnect program.
The project announced for Crocan Telephone was among 142 ReConnect projects that USDA is investing in, aiming to improve internet access for 314,000 rural Americans. Projects across the line in southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas were among those in 19 states announced Tuesday. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for western Kansas again today, with a few strong to severe storms possibly brewing up in the southwest counties. It'll be dry again today in the eastern parts of our state with sunshine. Temperatures warming up a little bit over the next few days. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a stationary front is still set up from eastern Colorado and down into the Texas Panhandle. We have some moist air flowing in from the Gulf Coast states, but most of that is coming into western Kansas. Severe weather should stay mostly to our south today over Texas and especially central Texas, where large hail, damaging wind, and a few tornadoes will be possible. A low is set up near the Panhandles, and a few strong storms could develop over southwestern Kansas later on today, with hail and damaging wind possible, but we will have lower rain chances for the central and eastern counties for the rest of today. Near average daytime highs again today, with cloud cover, will stay cool in the western counties, mostly 70s there. With more sunshine in the eastern counties, we should hit about 80. The best rain chances will be in the west central counties overnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possibly extending into the central counties. Looking at Wednesday, daytime highs will warm up a few degrees as high pressure moves into the central Rockies. We'll have lower rain chances. Our next system comes in on Thursday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low to mid 70s with low 50s overnight. Low to mid 80s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. Low to mid 80s northeast and upper 50s for the overnight hours. Low to mid 70s southwest, and tonight we're in the low to mid 50s. Upper 70s and low 80s south central, mid to upper 50s overnight, and we're in the low 80s for the southeast counties today with low 60s for the overnight lows. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys were standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.